Good morning, everybody. A warm welcome to you all to Woodley Baptist Church, especially if you're visiting. We're glad to have you worshiping with us. Today is our special nativity for all ages. But before we begin that, a couple of sad notices to bring you. Byron Goulding passed away last evening, about 20 past eight, after a very courageous fight over the illness over the last few years. So we're remembering Audrey and the family in their loss, and Anne Royston, who's here with us this morning. Her brother David passed away yesterday also after a long battle with cancer. So just before we begin celebrating, as I'm sure those two people would love us to do as we prepare for Christmas, let's just be quiet for a moment. And Heavenly Father, we acknowledge you as the author of life, the giver of life. And we thank you that these two are no longer with us, but with you. And we just trust that you would hold them in your hands. Be gracious and kind to them, we pray. Pray for both families that we've mentioned this morning, that they may know your peace and your comfort at this time. Amen. Amen. Graham, over to you.
Thank you. The first question, oh, there they are, sorry. I was going to say the first question for everybody was we need to light the candles for the third. I'm just going to do that so we can get on with the service. Right, so just to say, if anybody's come and they're feeling a bit naked because they don't have a costume on, then you're more than welcome. We still, look, it's embarrassing. We still have so many at the back there. So feel free, adults and children. we have a morning, hopefully, of fun and excitement as we look at the Christmas story together. Welcome if you're visitors or you don't normally come with us on a Sunday morning. We're going to run through this script with Love from God to You, which the Bible Society have written, and then we're going to ask people to kind of join in. So if I handed out masks to people who were pretending they didn't want to dress up, then you can join in at those points if you like. And it would be nice for the children to see some adults joining in as we worship God together in this way this morning. There's going to be some songs that you'll recognise, and maybe one or two that you don't, but please join in if you can. And we've got some verses that are going to be read to us from different parts of the Bible. A final invitation to dress up before we start. I am dressed up, just to clarify. I am planet Earth in this, okay? So we're going to start in a little bit of a different place than we normally do. We're not in Nazareth at the beginning, okay? So we're going to sing our first song, which is called O Come All Ye Faithful. And then we'll start the script together. Please take your seats. Are you receiving me? It's planet Earth calling you. How do you like my blue oceans and my green lands? God did a good job when he made me way back in the beginning. And that's where today's story, the Christmas story, starts, in the beginning. But first, I'm going to need some help from you. So when I say each of the following words, I need you to join in with an action. Okay, so when I say loved or love, I want you to put your hands on your heart. When I say listen, you can cup your ear or both, whichever you prefer. Friend or friendship, shake hands with someone near to you. Shake the hands, give them a high five, whatever you want to do. Big hug, give yourself a hug, okay? Because, contrary to your thoughts, the person next to you might not want you to hug them, okay? Okay, so let's practice this. Okay, love. Okay, friendship. Shake someone's hand. Big hug. Okay, loved. And friend. Okay. That's why we have practices. It's all right. It's okay. Okay. There's also some parts of the story where I need you to make different sounds. Okay. And they will come up on the screen for you. And I will try and pause to let you have your moments. Okay. I don't want it to all be about me this morning. So thank you so much to everyone who has dressed up as one of the characters from the Nativity story. When we get to your moment, I'll explain how you can join in. Right, are you ready? Then here we go. Right, so we're going to start right back in the beginning, and Aaron's going to come and do a reading from us. So do you want to come up, Aaron? From Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. Well done. Thank you, Aaron. That was very well read. In the beginning, when my sea sparkled and everything else was clean and new, God made Adam and Eve the first human beings. They were wonderful. God gave them minds to know him, hearts to love him, and ears to listen to his voice. Guess how much I love you, said God, all the way around my planet Earth. Well, that is a very long way, and I should know. In fact, God loved Adam and Eve so much that he made them a beautiful garden. He told them that they could eat from the fruit of any tree except one. Not that one. That's it. Right. Okay. If you eat the fruit from that tree, you will die, he said. He wanted to keep them safe, you see. So Adam and Eve enjoyed the garden. They even helped with the gardening, which was really easy at that point. God was their best friend. And every day was perfect, but not for long. Somebody wanted to spoil their happiness, and that somebody was God's enemy, Satan. Ooh, yes. Brilliant. Well done. Guess why God won't let you eat that special fruit, hissed the crafty old snake. He knows it will make you as clever as him. Go on, try it. You won't really die. Eve gazed at the fruit. How scrumptious it looked. How delicious it would taste. Yum, yum. How stupendous to become so clever. She took a bite, and so did Adam. How ashamed and miserable they felt, and they tried to hide from God. You'd better leave the garden if you think you know better than me, God told them sadly. Now work will be backbreaking, and when you grow old, you will die. And they walked off out of the garden. Oh dear, one friendship. Broken. Snap. Those human beings spoiled everything when they disobeyed God. Nasty thistles and thorns grew in my lovely soil. Ouch. And worse still, the children of those humans started fighting and hurting each other and me. Crash, bang, wallop. What would become of them? But God said, "Don't worry, planet Earth. I have an awesome plan to rescue them. I'm going to send my own son to be born as a tiny baby." I was puzzled too. How would a tiny baby help? God explained, two kind people called Mary and Joseph from King David's family would look after him. When he grows up, he will give the world a big hug from me. God said that his son would remind the humans to love him with all their hearts and to listen to his voice each day. Then they would overflow with his peace. I spun with excitement. Who wouldn't? I might lose my place if I get dizzy, though. I couldn't wait for God's little world saver to be born. Well, I watched and waited for hundreds of years, and still those human beings went astray, just like a flock of lost sheep. Bah, bah. Hang on, are there really some sheep in the building? What? That was brilliant. Okay, Leah's going to come up and do our next reading now from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. Thank you, Leah. Well read. So after waiting hundreds and hundreds of years, at last I felt the light touch of an angel's step at Mary's house in Nazareth. So if we've got any Marys and angels, if they'd like to come to the front, they can for this part. Or you don't. You can just stand. Just stay down there. That'd be fine. Okay. "Don't be afraid, Mary," said the angel Gabriel. "Guess how much God loves you. So much that he wants you to be the mother of his baby son. Please give him the name Jesus, because that means God saves." Mary was so happy that she burst into song of praise to God. "It was music to my ears, I can tell you." If we've got any Josephs and they want to come forward at this point and join Mary, then they can. The angel can go and sit down. But when Joseph heard the incredible news, he shook his head. Could it really be true? That night, as he tried to sleep, an angel whispered into his dreams, "Joseph, hear what Mary says, for every word is true. This baby is a gift from God." So Joseph married Mary, and he took great care of her. But just when the baby was about to be born, a Roman soldier marched down the street. "The emperor has announced the census," he shouted. "Everyone must go to their hometown to be counted." So Mary and Joseph set off on the long journey to Bethlehem, because that's where Joseph's family came from. So if Mary's and Joseph's and a donkey, if he wants to come back up, if you want to perhaps wander around, in a moment we're going to sing another song, and you can wander around for that bit if you'd like to. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the little town was heaving with all the visitors. It was busy. It was buzzing. And we're now going to sing a song called "O Little Town of Bethlehem." So if you'd like to stand and join in, that would be fantastic.
she was engaged to marry him. Mary was now pregnant. While Joseph had Mary were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have the baby. She said to him, she gave birth to her first son. There were no rooms left in the inn, so she wrapped the baby in cloth and laid him in a box where animals were fed.
Thank you, Lucy. In fact, it was bursting at the seams in Bethlehem, and there was no room at the first inn, the second inn, or any of the inns. Poor Mary and Joseph, where were they going to stay? If we've got any starring innkeepers, I know that's always the role everybody wants. You've got one line, no. But if there are any, if you want to come to the front and tell Mary you've got no room in your inn, that would be great. Only God knew that someone kind would say, I can give you shelter for the night if you don't mind my animals. And so Jesus was born in that simple place. Would Mary like to go and sit by the manger down there? So, well done. There we go. We've got the baby Jesus. Mary wrapped the little bundle of love and laid him in the animal's manger. And I cradled the sleeping baby and began to dream of peace on earth. We're going to stand and sing Away in a Manger now. Please take your seats. If we've got any shepherds or sheep, if they'd like to sort of congregate in the middle aisle, that would be fantastic. There we go. That's good. So if you congregate in the middle aisle there, that'd be great. In the fields nearby, shepherds were watching over their sheep. Keeping them safe from hungry lions and bears. If we've got any angels and they'd like to come now as well, this is your moment to shine. Then suddenly an angel appeared to them, sparkling with heavenly glory. That angel was light, white, eye blinkingly bright. And those shepherds were terrified. Don't be afraid, said the angel. Guess how much God loves you. A Savior who is Christ the Lord has been born for you today in Bethlehem. You will find the baby all wrapped up and lying in a manger. Then a great choir of angels sang, glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth. so you can come and look at the manger, or turn around, not much of a journey. But we're now going to have a song played on a YouTube video, which is called Oh, What a Glorious Night. And I believe it's something that they've been singing in some of the local schools this year, and it speaks about this moment in the story. So it'd be great if you could join in, but the words and the words will come up on the screen for you. So the curious shepherds hurried to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the tiny baby lying in the manger. It was just as the angel had said. If we've got any stars and they'd like to come now, we're going to have our next reading, which Esther's going to come up and read for us. I'll let you use the tool.
Yeah. Right. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. After Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the baby who is born to be the King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east. We came to worship him." When King Herod heard about this new King of the Jews, he was troubled. And all the people in Jerusalem were worried too. Herod called a meeting of all the leading priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Christ would be born. They answered, "In the town of Bethlehem in Judea. The prophet wrote about this in the scriptures. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are important amongst the rulers of Judah. A ruler who will come from you. He will be like a shepherd for my people, the Israelites." Then Herod had a secret meeting with the wise men from the east. He learned from them the exact time they first saw the star. Then Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem. He said to them, "Go and look carefully to find the child. When you find him, come and tell me. Then I can go worship him too."
Thank you. So give Esther a clap as well, Esther. Then God hung a magnificent star in the eastern sky. It glowed like a birthday candle. It was light, it was bright, it was eye-blinkingly bright. No wonder the wise men spotted it. If any wise men and camels want to come and join us, or if you haven't been up and you want to, parents can come and bring the children if they'd like to. That would be fantastic. We've got many kings. There was more than three kings, I think, so that's it. "Look, this is the sign that the great new king has been born," they cried. "Let's pack our camels, saddlebags with rich gifts, and go and worship him." So perhaps the star could lead the wise men and ladies towards the manger, which I appreciate it's not very far. How their eyes shone as they followed the guiding star. It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where Jesus was staying. "Oh, King of Kings, we worship you," they said, as they bowed down and offered him their precious gifts. Royal gold and sweet-smelling, nose-tickling frankincense and myrrh. Ah, gold, frankincense and myrrh. What a lovely, smelly scene, in more ways than one. But now, I couldn't wait for Jesus to grow up and help the humans to love God again and listen to his voice. And that's just what Jesus did. Then he did something even more wonderful. He lifted every wrong thing that anyone has ever done onto his own broad shoulders, and he carried them right away. Anyone who is truly sorry will be forgiven. Anyone who wants to be can be friends with God forever. So let's celebrate the birth of Jesus, our Saviour. And this is your moment, all right? This baby is a gift with love from God to you. So, well, thank you for everyone that's joined in. If you want to go and sit down, you can do. That's it, yeah. We're going to sing a song, which is a bit more of a modern song again, but I think we've sung it before, from The Squalor of a Borrowed Stable. If you'd like to take your seat, I think Peter's going to bring the offering forwards. So, thank you. Shall we just pray for a moment? Father God, we thank you for all the money that we've been given today in the pot or through the banks. And we just pray that we can be a blessing with that money to the people of Woodley this Christmas time. And we pray for the food bank and all the volunteers and staff there that do a great job in handing out parcels to those people that need it. And just pray that we would be there to support them and encourage them as they need it. Amen. So just to finish, I wanted to say something. We're going to use an illustration in a moment. We've brought back the old technology that used to be, this used to be before we had projectors. Okay, this is an overhead projector for those people that have never seen one. It's possibly a decade since it's been used, I don't know. I just wanted to read some verses from Colossians, and then we're going to do this, okay? And it's entitled, The Importance of Christ. No one has seen God, but Jesus is exactly like him. Christ ranks higher than all the things that have been made. Through his power, all things were made, things in heaven and on earth, things seen and unseen, all powers, authorities, lords and rulers. All things were made through Christ and for Christ. Christ was there before anything was made, and all things continue because of him. He is head of the body. The body is the church. Everything comes from him. And he is the first one who was raised from death. So in all things, Jesus is the most important. God was pleased for all of himself to live in Christ. And through Christ, God decided to bring all things back to himself again. Things on earth and things in heaven. God made peace by using the blood of Christ's death on the cross. And those are just some thoughts that as we think about the nativity story, which is when Jesus came as a baby, that there was far more to this story. Jesus is far more than a baby in a manger. And part of the scripts, if I can take you back, it says, but God said, I have an awesome plan to rescue them. I am going to send my own son to be born as a tiny baby. And the earth's response was, I was puzzled too. How would a tiny baby help? And we, as we journeyed on, we used this phrase, the baby would become a world saver, because Jesus would become a man, and he would go to the cross and die and be brought back to life, and therefore defeat death and be able to have an impact in our lives today, even though it happened so long ago. And Chris is going to come up, I think, and we're going to use this as an illustration. Can any of the children tell me what this is when Chris does this? What's happening to the water? Does anybody know? Yeah? It ripples, yeah. Ripples. It's quite good, doesn't it? How it ripples. Just a tiny, tiny little finger popping in the water, and the ripples go all the way to the edge of the bowl. You imagine what happened it would happen if we dropped a big rock in there, other than it would all break. You see, the water would just, the ripple would get bigger, wouldn't it? And I think as Jesus came into this world as a little baby, we see that actually the ripple went further than that. He did grow into a man. He did die on the cross for us so that we could know God. And when he came back to life, we can therefore be brought back to life in Christ if we trust in him and we ask if we repent of our sin and the things that we've done wrong, the things of this broken world, and if we come to Jesus, then we can be forgiven and we can be restored into friendship with God. Okay, you've all stopped that bit, haven't you? And actually, I just wanted to say that Jesus had an impact, didn't he, on the whole world when he did this. He opens a relationship or friendship with God to the whole world. And actually, for me, God's had a ripple in my world. When he came into my life when I was 20, 21, I became a follower of Jesus. I repented of my sin and I've put my trust in him. And he's had an effect on my life. I wanted to say this because I don't know how many people realize this. Before I became a Christian, this is something I would never, ever, ever do. If you asked me to come up the front of church, school, anything, I would have just laughed at you and walked out the door. I was that afraid. And God has turned my life around in more ways than that But you can see the impact that God has. I love standing up now. I hope that you love me standing up as well. But that's the kind of the impact that God has on our lives. He completely changes things. And I believe that if he can have that impact on my life, then he can have that impact on your lives. And that is whether this is the first time you've ever heard the Christmas story or the 100th time. I don't know if anyone's that old. But we do say it more than once in a year, don't we? And that's an invite to people to, you know, if you've never ever thought about it before and you'd like to put your trust in Jesus, then all you have to do is ask him. Just say, Jesus, come into my life. I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done, for the way I've lived, perhaps in opposition to you, perhaps just a normal life without acknowledging God. And say, come into my life and have that ripple effect, impact my whole life. And really, that's what the Christmas story is about. It's the fact that God chose to come into our world himself. He didn't send anyone else. He told angels, didn't he, to go and tell people this is what's going to happen. And then he came. And that's what he wants to do in our lives. He wants to come. He wants to come on the inside and change it so the outside looks different. And I just hope that you will appreciate that this Christmas, that Jesus is more than just a baby. He was a man who died for you so that you could have friendship with God. And I hope that you'll remember that as we enjoy all the festivities of Christmas. Let's pray. and then we're going to sing one more song. Thank you for the Christmas story and the baby Jesus who became the world saver. Help us to love you with all of our hearts. Help us to listen to your voice and experience your peace and joy this Christmas. Amen. We're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing to finish. We've got refreshments in the back hall there. We'd love it for everyone to join us if they can. Tonight, 6:30, we're going to be back here. It will look a little bit different, and we're going to have carols by candlelight. And we've got a flyer out there or pictures on the wall for all the other services that are happening over the Christmas period. We'd love for you to come and join us at any or all of them. But we look forward to chatting to you over coffee. And over to the band.
have some chocolate.